If passed, House Bill 312 would require a standardized form for open records requests and would limit those requests to only individuals who live in Kentucky. Dr. Thomas Kiffmeyer is an associate professor of history at Morehead State University. He says the existing open records law already covers the main issues HB 312 aims to address, which would make legal challenges difficult to tackle.
This is a statute. You know, it's not constitutional. It's not infringing directly, from what I can tell, on any kind of civil right. The legislature gives and the legislature taketh away, you know, and so this is the situation we're facing, I think. It should face challenges, but those challenges are going to be hard and difficult, you know, for the challenger.
He says the resident-only clause raises a lot of issues, ones that became apparent at the start of the pandemic.
When COVID hit, I was actually in Virginia, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. Of course, this is before this act may or may not, you know, come into effect, but, you know, trying to keep tabs on what Bashir and the Kentucky Department of Health was doing, you know, was critical to I was wondering if I could get home.
He also says the request forms proposed under the bill would require such a level of specificity, it would make it very difficult for researchers to access records.
I want to see this record on this date, you know, that talks about this thing. You know, that's a lot of information you need to know ahead of time. You know, when I'm doing research, a lot of times I'll just start with real general searches and just to see what's going on. I'm not going to ask about a specific day or a specific event so much. I do this at the beginning of my process, but as I get more into it, I might be able to know those types of things.
All in all, Kiffmeyer says the most concerning issue with HB 312 is that he believes the main purpose of the changes is to make it more difficult for the public to access information.
If there's a fundamental argument here, it's not constitutional so much as it is ideological. You know, I think, you know, democracies are supposed to be open and accessible, and this makes it less and less open and accessible.
Kiffmeyer isn't alone in his opposition. WPSD reports the Kentucky Open Government Coalition sent a 7-page letter to the Kentucky State Senate detailing why they oppose the bill. And that position has recently gained support from news organizations like the Associated Press and others. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.